Stark, this is dictating on David McCarty. 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 T as in Thomas. David, David, date of birth is 12/30/1962. Date of visit is 9/27/22. Please make a copy for Angelic Alvarez. That's A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Angelic is A-N-G-E-L-I-C. The... MD, Angela Calvaras, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Angelic, thank you for sending David McCarty for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph. This is a 59-year-old, very obese male who has a history of snoring and daytime fatigue, has gained weight over the past few years, and is now up to 299 pounds. The patient also states he has some trouble with his throat and has episodes of trouble swallowing, but denied any aspiration. He has no chest pains. He does have some reflux symptoms and denies nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The past history has included history for tonsillectomy as a child. He also has hyperlipidemia and had two episodes of gout. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally, is presently retired, was in the waste management business, and also has worked with oil fields. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of lung cancer and COPD. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, but has some hoarseness and trouble swallowing. He has had shortness of breath with exertion, and in the remote past he had an episode of hemoptysis, which apparently was worked up at a medical center, but no definite diagnosis was given. He has no jaw pain, palpitations, or leg swelling. He has no anxiety. He has some muscle stiffness and denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list. Uh, is not on any specific medications. Oh, can you also add in the past history? Past history also includes history of plantar fasciitis and diverticulitis. Okay, next paragraph. Physical exam. This obese middle-aged white male is alert. No acute distress. There was no pallor, ictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. There was mild peripheral edema, blood pressure. Is 130 by 80, pulses 90, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 299, saturation 96. HENT, anophthalmic pupils reactive, sclerotic clear. Throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with clear lung fills. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No cap tenderness. Reflexive of 1 plus, the vena gross, more left. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Oh, can you please add in the extremities, there is mild varicosities of both lower extremities. More on the left side. Next paragraph. Paragraph. Impression number one. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is exogenous obesity. Number three is hyperlipidemia. Number four is dysphagia. Number five is history of gout. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to lose weight and go on an exercise program. You will also get a CT chest with contrast and complete pulmonary function study. He will be sent for a polysomnographic study. And a follow-up visit, and also be referred to ENT to evaluate his upper airway. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Angelic Alvarez, A-N-G-E-L-I-C, Angelic Alvarez.